The main thing we're working on right now is a robot that can interact with people. And we've seen that people, when they work together to carry something, they don't actually have to vocally communicate a lot to be able to move it effectively. So we think there's something that humans do, some form of communication through the table. We call that haptics. So we're trying to train a robot to do that and see if it can be generally helpful.
Tyler Quackenbush is a mechanical engineering graduate student at Brigham Young University. He and his fellow student, Seth Freeman, have been working for months on what they call the Human Robot Project.
A normal day for us has been we brainstorm together and we make a list of the tasks that need to be done, getting the software ready to run, and get all the sensors on the table talking to each other.
Quackenbush and Freeman are working on the project with their professor, Mark Kilpak. Some of Kilpak's previous projects have been funded by NASA, and Freeman and Quackenbush intend to integrate the research they do with some of those past projects.
We spend a lot of time thinking and at the whiteboard talking.
So we have two four-stroke sensors on one side. We have these little things on the ceiling that do IR tracking of little devices on the table. And so that will give us position data, and then you can take numerical derivatives of that to get the velocity and acceleration.
These students are really good people who will go and make a difference in their careers. That's probably the biggest impact we'll have, honestly. I think secondary to that, we hope that the research we're doing will make people's lives better. Scenario, you're digging through rubble or you're finding, you know, people who've been injured and trying to carry them to safety. If we can dump robots that can help people, you can reach twice as many people, you can help twice as many people, you can magnifying efforts of people who might already be on the ground.
Technology is this like miracle, and as long as we are ethical with the way that we use technology, I think it's a super huge blessing to humanity.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Brinley Sloat.